your expertise is in media, is that right?
Well, In my role, I look after a lot of the documentation and the records, but I also have a particular interest in the media and the way that they deal with Mary MacKillop.
Tell me a little bit about your specific job in implementing the image of Mary MacKillop in the media, in Australia in particular.
Yes, that's been something that I've been particularly interested in. I did a study some years ago of the way the print media had dealt with Mary MacKillop, because that was a fascination for me. The Mary MacKillop of history that we have known as sisters is one version of Mary MacKillop. But I think through the work of various journalists, both in the secular and in the religious press, a whole new image of Mary has emerged. I actually call that Mary MacKillop of the print media, because just to show it was a culturally constructed image. And as time has gone by, I can see how that image has developed. And people in the media these days, they see Mary as a model for Australians, someone who I think reflects a lot of the core values that Australians prize.
Which are?
Giving everyone a fair go, standing up for those who are the underdog, those who are being forgotten by society, standing up to authority when necessary, being inclusive and trying to promote the dignity of every person regardless of their station in life or the work that they are doing. So our sisters have always tried to work at the margins, to be in the smaller country places. We were never in big houses with big walls around us. We were always living out and among the people. In the early days they lived in tents and they moved with the people as they opened up new roads.
I'm sorry if I asked you this question, but are Australians aware that there's this canonisation taking place?
I think there would be very few who were not aware, because the media have really given a lot of coverage to this event. Mary's life has been reported on in great detail. Also, the work of the sisters who carry on her legacy today, that's also been reported on in a lot of detail. There's been extensive coverage on radio and TV, and many people from different media stations are coming to Rome for the canonisation to report on that.
So you've been doing your job properly?
I did an interview last night for the Monday morning radio station in Sydney. And there'll be more, I'm sure.
If someone comes to you and asks they want to join the Josephites, how would you present the Josephite charism?
I think it would be...
To a young person.
To a young person, yes. And we do have people inquiring from us. I think the important thing is for them to go and observe what the sisters are doing, because I think what people do speaks far more than the words that they can say. People can read about Mary MacKillop, but then to see how her legacy is lived today, people who are interested need to look at some of the work that the sisters are doing and to see how does that resonate with them. Do they feel that they could contribute to that? Is that the gifts that they have that they could bring? Would they feel at home among the sisters as they are now?
Australia is quite a secular society, no? Do you think that the fact that the Josephites are very hands-on, in a sense, from what you're saying, helps people understand what you're doing better?
It probably does, and particularly the amount of media coverage we've had at the moment has brought our congregation into prominence. But yes, we do live among the ordinary people. We do trying to do ordinary things with them, but at the same time we try to model that every person has basic goodness in them, and that we can recognise, we respect their dignity, and try and I suppose to reflect some connection to the spiritual dimension of life. And while many people may not be religious in the sense of church going and things like that, I think there's at the heart of many Australians, there is the desire to have some spirituality. And I think for many people, their contact with the sisters is their contact with church, because they can be listened to, they can perhaps see Christianity in action.
Within your community, what does this canonisation mean for the sisters? I think a lot of you have come to Rome for the occasion.
Yes.
It's obviously, clearly it's a moment of joy.
But... Yes. A lot of sisters have worked for about 85 years to have this dream come true. And those of us who are able to come are representing all those who have gone before us and those who are staying at home to celebrate there. And there's been a wonderful sense of shared joy and excitement about all the events that are going on. all the sisters of St. Joseph have got a special teal scarf, a pashmina type thing, in a lovely colour that we will stand out on Sunday. And it's got Sisters of St. Joseph in big letters on it, because we wanted people to know that we were there and can be noticed.
How many are you over here?
There's about 140, I think, coming over. On Friday morning, we're having our first meeting of all the sisters who have come here, and that will be a great excitement.
Of course, you have a lot of lay people who've come over as well.
We're expecting about 8,000 from all over Australia, New Zealand, and we believe there are groups coming also from America, from Nova Scotia and Canada, and Scotland, of course, is sending quite a large group because Mary McKillop's parents came from Scotland, so they're arriving in force too.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.